As you know, there are 50 states in the United States of America. As I've already told you, Hawaii, where I was born, is located in Oceania, way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. What's the other state that's not part of what we call the lower 48? That's right, it's Alaska. The other 48 states are often separated into 5 geographical regions. People refer to these regions to help describe a larger area, and it also helps to group together states that have similar features, such as geography, culture, history, and climate. Most people use 5 major regions when dividing up the states. They are the Northeast, the Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, and West. Because these aren't officially defined regions, some border states may appear in different regions depending on the document or map you're looking at. For example, sometimes Maryland is considered part of the Southeast, but you'll see it's included in the Northeast on the map that you're going to look at today. So the Northeast, where we live, also has Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Vermont. It can be pretty humid in the summers and also sometimes cool at night, especially if you're way up north. And as you know, the snowfall during the winter brings cold temperatures, and it's regularly below freezing. Some of the major geographical features in the Northeast are the Appalachian Mountains, the Atlantic Ocean, the Great Lakes, and we border Canada to the north. The Southeast includes states West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Florida. And the climate here is a humid subtropical climate with pretty hot summers. Hurricanes can reach landfall in the summer and fall months, especially along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. Some of the major geographical features are the Appalachian Mountains, the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Mississippi River. The Midwest region includes states Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota. Snow is pretty common during the winter, especially in the northern areas, and similar to Vermont, it can be humid. The major geographical features include the Great Lakes, the Great Plains, the Mississippi River, and this region also has Canada bordering the north. The Southwest is Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona. This is a semi-arid climate in the western area with a more humid climate into the east. And some of the far western areas of the region have an alpine or desert climate. The Southwest includes geographical features like the Rocky Mountains, the Colorado River, the Grand Canyon, the Gulf of Mexico, and the country that borders the Southwest is Mexico. The West region is Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Utah, Nevada, California, and Alaska and Hawaii are stuck in there too. This is has a range of climates, especially if you include Alaska and Hawaii. But it can be up in the Rocky and Sierra Mountains, semi-arid and alpine. The coastline in California is a Mediterranean climate. I wonder if you can think about why that might be. And the desert climates can be found in Nevada and Southern California. The major geographical features are the Rocky Mountains, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, the Mojave Desert, the Pacific Ocean, and this region borders Canada to the north and Mexico to the south. So I'm going to pause here just to explain a term that you heard me say a couple times, which is semi-arid. And this is usually referring to a region or a climate that is dry, but that has slightly more rain than an arid region or a climate. Now, of course, what does arid mean? This means that it has little or no rain, and sometimes even too dry or barren to support any kind of vegetation. Also, sometimes people refer to other regions. Sometimes they're referred to as subregions. For instance, I'm sure that you've heard of people say New England, right? So that's a subregion. And New England is Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. And there's also other subregions like the Mid-Atlantic, the Central Plains, the Great Lakes, the Pacific Northwest, and the Rocky Mountains. So you're going to spend just a little time working on this on your own today. And when this audio ends, you're going to open up a file called Regions of the United States. And what I'd like you to do is read about the Southwest region and the West region today. And after you've spent a bit of time looking at what state is what and where it is, see if you can label them without looking. And I wonder if you can ask family members or if you know if anyone lives in or has traveled to any of the states in the two regions that you're looking at today. And if you're able to print the packet, I'd like you to color each state in the two regions that you're looking at today. So I would suggest that you see if you can pick a color that would help you remember the name of the state. For instance, I might color Texas teal because I will remember that they both start with T. And I'm going to offer an optional challenge for anyone who wants to see if they can memorize all 50 states and their locations on a map. So you can let me know if you're interested in that. And if this sounds like a piece of cake for you, your challenge might be that you also add in the capital cities. So every day this week, you'll do a little work looking at the different regions of the U.S. And this part of your morning doesn't need to take too long because the bulk of your main lesson this week should be spent on your report project. After talking with many of you last week, it sounds like people are already ahead of schedule and really excited to learn more about the place you chose to research, which is great. I'm really proud of all of you. So tomorrow your famous person essay is due, and working on that should be your main task today. Have fun, and let me know if you have any questions.